The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Mothers and daughters have one of life's most special bonds. Along with the trying times, can be some of the most wonderful times. Welcome to Communicating from the Heart, the Empowered Mother-Daughter Relationship. Your hosts are Elizabeth Lutz, Danielle Schoniker, and Melissa Schoniker. In the next hour, we will share some great tools with our listeners designed to help mothers and daughters grow into the honesty and openness of whom you truly are. Now, here's Elizabeth, Melissa, and Danielle.
Hello, and welcome to Communicating from the Heart, the Empowered Mother-Daughter Relationship. I'm your co-host, Elizabeth Lutz, and I'm joined by my two other co-hosts who happen to be my daughters, Danielle and Melissa.
Hey, welcome. I'm so excited for the show. This is such a sweet and tender, exciting thing for me. I just am so excited to share it.
Yeah, I am too. I'm really excited to talk about Charlene and about her beautiful book and the whole series of books, actually.
Yes.
It's going to be a fun show.
Yes, it will be. And we have Charlene here. This week, we're going to be discussing 12 gifts, which the author, the 12 gifts collection, Charlene Costanzo, and she wrote the 12 gift collection. And before we introduce Charlene, I thought it'd be kind of fun to talk a little bit about what the 12 gifts are, I mean, real briefly. And then I wanted to ask each one of you what you thought was your... the gift that resonated the most with you.
Okay, and by you, you mean Danielle and I.
Danielle and okay. I. And the listeners know about it, too.
Yeah, so. The listeners, any gift that stands out to you, please, you know, you put it down on our Facebook, send us an email at info@heartcenterlistening. Share with us your favorite gifts.
Yes. So here are the 12 gifts. They're strength, beauty, courage, compassion, hope, joy, talent, imagination, reverence, wisdom, love, and faith.
Those are all amazing gifts and words and meanings.
I know. I don't know about you guys, but when we talked about choosing our favorites, I'm like, I don't know if I can do that. So I actually narrowed it down to two, and I couldn't go any further. But for me, the ones that stood out were compassion and love. And I just... the way this book is written, how it's written to each individuals, and it doesn't matter how old you are, it doesn't matter how young you are, it's just so about who you are inside, about your beauty. And so one thing that really resonated for me is the compassion, because, and that is so tightly wound with love, but compassion for myself and compassion for others. And in my past, I've had a really easy time being compassionate with others and forgiving their missteps or that kind of thing, but really kind of didn't allow myself the same leeway. And I would really judge myself harshly. And so I've had to learn to be compassionate with myself. I've had to learn to love myself and be like, hey, that's okay. You're human. No big deal. You know, just forgive and let go. And so that's really been, it really resonates with me because that has been something I've had to teach myself.
I don't think you're the only one.
No.
I've had to do that as well, and I'm still doing it continually,
yes.
Moment by moment.
Yep.
I like what you're saying, too. What I like as well about Charlene's book is it's compassion and love for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, throughout, it's not, like, for this person but not that person. It's just everybody, compassion and love, and there's no difference.
Well, and it's also yourself. Like that's
yes.
A big thing is, you know, you read a lot of stuff out there and they talk about compassion and beauty, but don't hit the importance of also viewing yourself like that,
mm-hmm.
or relating to yourself in that way. Mel, what are your favorites?
Well, like you, I also had to narrow down to two. I couldn't pick just one. And the first one is joy. And it's just...
Yay!
Yeah, I know. It's like,
your face lights up when you talk about joy.
I feel like, you both know how much I love words. And I feel like joy is just one of those words that is so encompassing of like what it is. It's like you just say it and it's there. And it's like joy. It's like, it is what it is.
Right.
I don't know a better way to explain it. And of course, joy to me just... We had that whole show on gratitude. And joy to me, I feel like bringing more joy just brings more gratitude and vice versa. And it's just, there's something so magical about joy. And I think that's what I'm attracted to about it, too. It's magical.
I agree there.
Yeah.
I love all of these gifts because I think they're really just beautiful the way she laid out in the book, too. And just to think about all the concepts. And I picked one that is unique for me to pick because in the past I never would have picked it, but it was beauty. You know, I've always seen beauty in other people and in nature and things like that, but I've never looked at myself as beautiful. And when I think about it, I mean the essence of beauty. And it just, I think that I'm gonna use something, some kind of an affirmation over the holidays and just, you know, just be in that essence of beauty with everyone else and with myself and with the people I love and can share the holidays with.
Yeah.
If you did do an affirmation, what would it be like?
I don't know. It would be something around to share the essence of my beauty with the world, something like that.
I love that because you're acknowledging it within yourself and also bringing it forward to everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
That's really pretty. And Mel, what was your second one?
Well, my second.
Did we have? Oh, I thought we were only going to do one.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm on the spot for a second.
It's okay. I thought maybe you were just so excited about beauty, you wanted to just go right into it, which is understandable.
Right.
I mean, I get that. The second one that I picked is actually, I think, my favorite one out of all of them, and that's faith. And I think sometimes it can be the most challenging one, and also I feel on that respect, it's also the most rewarding one, like to really own faith. And I guess nobody really owns faith. It's more like you just surrender and let go to faith. And there's something so beautiful about really being able to live life knowing that everything really is okay. Mm-hmm. That no matter what is happening, I mean, we don't really know why anything is happening. And all we can do is just choose to show up the way that we want to in each moment. And having faith that everything's going to be okay just makes it so much easier.
Yeah.
And that everything already is okay.
Yeah.
So.
What came forward for me when you were sharing is that, you know, it really is the simplicity of the gifts. And it's, when I say simplicity, I don't mean the gifts themselves because there's so much in these gifts. There's so much, they have so much power. But it really is the simplistic way that they're brought forward in these books is like, take it how it means to you and fit it in where it fits with you. But it's very, do you know what I'm saying? It's
yeah.
Kind of, they're powerful words, but it's like, what does it mean to you? It's very thought provoking and like allows it to sink in.
Yeah. It really is. It's like, she really just allows the power of the word and just, just to let it almost speak for itself, you know, in the books. And it's wonderful.
Yeah.
So so do I have to do a second one? I want to do
yes.
a second one. looking at them, you know, I love the ones that you both brought forward, but a strength comes forward for me too.
Because that's a good one.
I feel like when I'm in my loving, in that strength of knowing that all's going to be fine and all's going to be well, it is this peaceful strength that can come forward for me. And so I really like that. That concept of being in your strength when you're in your loving versus like when I'm in a negative spot, you know, I can go back and forth. Should I do this? Should I do that? Or, you know what I mean? It's more, it feels a little weaker because it's a little darker, but when I'm in like, the light and the knowing, it really does bring forward my strength.
Yeah.
Well, the way you said it, it's like, you don't strength can be strong, obviously, but it's more like it doesn't have to be forceful. It can just be like a boundary where it's not like you're pushing, you're not in againstness, but it's just like, hey, I'm strong in who I am. I'm strong in what I'm doing. I don't have to prove it to anyone. I just am.
Yeah. And also I feel like what you said too is a little bit like it's easy to stand true and in your strength when you're in your loving versus if you like it's there's less room for doubt when you're in your loving, like self-doubt.
Yes. So. Yes. Well, let's talk a little bit about the guest for tonight's show. I want to bring her
she
on.
She did write the books.
Yeah, so. I kind of like talking about the gifts too.
Well, we will with her now. So, and the 12 Gifts collection, which began with the 12 Gifts of Birth, it's just a richly illustrated gift book that, like Melissa, I think, said, or Danielle, but it just resonates across all generations. And it was a result, I guess, of Charlene's, I don't know if you had a dream, Charlene, but I can't wait to ask you more about it. So I know you wrote it for your daughters as they approached adulthood. And I know I'm getting ahead of myself, but what were the other books, Danielle, that we'll just list them all and then we'll introduce Charlene?
Well, the other books are the 12 Gifts for Healing, the 12 Gifts in Marriage, the 13th Gift, Touchstones, Stories for the 12 Gifts, and then A Perfect Name. And they're all beautifully illustrated, beautiful content, like just amazing.
Yeah, beautifully illustrated and beautiful pictures interspersed there as well. And I also want to reiterate, the gifts that we shared earlier in the beginning, they're all from the 12 Gifts of Birth, correct?
And they follow through the 12 gifts, which is one of the questions we have for Charlene. But let's introduce Charlene right now. She's joining us from Florida. And welcome, Charlene.
Hi, ladies. I'm so delighted to be with you, and I love listening to you.
This is- Hey, we like to hear that. Thank you.
It's so refreshing to just listen and hear your take on the gifts and your response.
Yeah, absolutely.
And thanks for letting me jump in now.
Well, with that said, we'd love to know, what do you have, like one particular gift that you find most valuable? Or,
you know, like you, I find that hard. I love them all. And I will tell you that it changes often depending on a particular day and what I'm facing, the circumstances. Like, I'll tell you, I'm really an introvert and sort of more on the shy side. I'm a writer more than a... I like that more than kind of being out there a little bit, even like this. So, like, I have to call upon courage every time, even though I've done more than 100 radio shows. I always have to, so, you know, when I call upon a certain gift, and in that moment, it feels like a favorite, you know. But on the other hand, I will tell you that hope, I think, is kind of a threshold to all the other gifts. And then my second, I just, compassion. For you know, oneself, and I think compassion is one of the strongest gifts. And
I feel like now I want to switch some of my favorites.
Yeah, me too.
I pick them all.
Yeah, me too.
Well, thank you for sharing your first gift with us, and we're just going to hold right there. We're going to go to break, and then in the next section, we're going to ask Charlene some more questions about what inspired her about her gifts. And our daughter writing these books for her daughters and that kind of thing. And then we'll also discuss more of the gifts. We'll be right back.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
At Heart-Centered Listening, we are committed to providing high-quality coaching, empowering you to reach a healthier and more fulfilling mother-daughter relationship. We have a consistent flow of coaching clients who sincerely want to heal and move toward a healthy, loving, and fulfilling mother and daughter relationship. We welcome you to share in the joys, sorrows, and experiences of one family's growth and learning. We support others in growing into love and support of oneself, so that you can show up in the loving way that you would like in your relationships with others. Get answers to the questions you've always wanted to ask. We promise to show up each day in our authenticity and always be honest in our responses. You can call Heart-Centered Listening at 310-301-1850 Monday through Friday between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Pacific Time, or visit our website at heartcenteredlistening.com. Mother-daughter relationship coaching with Elizabeth Lutz. Isn't it time to open the door to your new relationship? HeartCenteredListening.com. Support. Healing. Transformation.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Communicating from the Heart. We'd love to hear from you with any questions or comments you might have. please send us an email to info@heartcenteredlistening.com. That's info@heartcenteredlistening.com. Now back to Communicating from the Heart, the empowered mother-daughter relationship.
Welcome back to Communicating from the Heart, the empowered mother-daughter relationship. I'm your co-host, Melissa. I'm here with my mother, Elizabeth, and my sister, Danielle. And before the break, we were speaking with Charlene Costanzo, the author of the 12 Gifts Collection, and just discussing some of our favorite gifts and what Charlene shared, you know, her gift changes depending on the situation. And I was kind of wishing I could have had that answer because that seems very accurate to me as well.
That's right. Why do you have to choose just one?
No, I didn't want to, really. But
well, Shelley, we so appreciate this. And I think this, again, this book is just, it's so simplistic in the words, but there's so much power behind it. And I know I'm looking at all of us and it's exciting to talk about. But what it, one question that I have is there one particular gift that you think that is difficult for people to really own and encompass?
You know, that one is really clear to me. I have found that talent is one, a lot of people, I think just so many of us have a narrow understanding of what talent is, thinking it has to be, it's something academic or in the arts or athletics. And I think we just need a much broader view of talentry. I visit a lot of schools, and well, I speak to really all ages in a lot of different situations, and but mostly schools. And I've heard so many people think that they don't have talent because they don't excel in one of those three areas.
That's a beautiful answer.
And I really think, well, what I try to do, I like to call it talent tree instead of, you know, and have it really be about almost like a tree and put a lot of things on the branches, make a tree and put things that you just enjoy doing, what you're interested in doing. And when I get kids to expand and say, well, I can make people laugh and I like to take care of my pet or I like, you know, just many of the things, they start to see, oh, these are all the things that make up, well, my talent tree, and then see that as part of their gift of talent.
That's amazing, because what comes forward for me when you say that too is I have a tendency to be, it's like if I want to do something, if I want to write a poem, I can't just write a poem. I want to write the best poem that's ever been written, you know? So it's like I even have a tendency myself of being like, oh, well, if I can't write the best poem, then I'm not talented. And it's not about that. It's just, there's a broader spectrum of the word and meaning and the gift of talent.
Yeah, I for me too, that's kind of like acknowledging the little talents that aren't necessarily like out there. Like I will be the first to admit I do not have a good singing voice, but I'm a really good mom. That's a talent, you know, and it's, I really appreciate that, acknowledging those types of things that, you know, aren't necessarily out there in like the limelight, I guess.
Yeah. Mine sounds good in the shower.
Your talent.
I feel like everybody sounds good in the shower.
That's
one
true.
Of those magical places.
That's true. And in the car.
And Charlene, do you want to tell us a little bit of, you know, how did you decide which were the 12 gifts that you wanted to include in your book?
You know, the book you mentioned earlier, you referred to a dream, and how the book first came to me was I actually did have a dream of this story. The book, The 12 Gifts of Birth, is a little fairy tale fable kind of presentation, and I actually had a dream about it, and it was because my children were in high school at the time, and I just realized one day that they were 16 and 17 years old. The years had passed quickly, and, you know, I realized they're going to be leaving home soon, and I was just kind of learning how to be a mother in some ways. And I wanted them to always know that they were valuable and they had everything within them that they would need to face every challenge. And I was wondering, well, how do I express that to them now in a more powerful way? And I had a dream about these gifts. And so I really pretty much followed the dream, except in the dream, it was laughter. Laughter became joy in the story. But it was kind of a story about these wise women or fairy godmothers naming strength and beauty and courage, compassion, all the gifts that you've named.
Yeah, and I love how you start out with the fairy godmothers, how they're usually, in the beginning, they only bestow them onto the royalty, and then And then they just, then they realize, you know, they're for everybody.
I really first had a sense of the story when I was a little girl myself, and I read the Sleeping Beauty story. Really, in that, in other fairy tales, their fairy godmothers bring royal gifts to the royal children. And I know when I read Sleeping Beauty, they were not material gifts. They were like talents and qualities, powerful qualities and beauty. And it did mean, you know, it was physical beauty also. But they were really these qualities. And I remember thinking, well, don't all children, don't we, like wistfully yearning and yet kind of knowing, don't we all have those gifts, not just the prince and princesses?
Yeah.
And so, anyway, I think the inspiration began way back then.
That's beautiful, because I definitely see that too. I mean, I grew up watching Disney movies as well, and I was always kind of like, well, you know, I would like that as well. I want a fairy godmother.
Right. Yes.
Give me gifts.
Right.
Well, and I think it's really about worthiness, you know, recognizing that on some level, yeah, there may be royalty and there may be people who have more material things, more this, more that, but I think really early in life, we do know that we are really full of love and we're valuable, and, you know, there's, we have so much reverence and wonder for life and the world, and there's so much beauty. And then, you know, we lose that for a while, and then at some point in life, we have to claim that again or realize it again.
I think that's so true. That's so true.
And I'm still working on that. I still... I guess it's just part of being human that things will happen that I know if I don't do a lot of affirmations, inspirations, really take good care of myself all the time, I just need those reminders. Just like I need sleep and food and, you know, certain things for my body every day, I need spiritual nourishment, and it's really about being reminded of what we have inside of us.
I think that's so accurate, and for me, it's kind of like, you know, if I don't practice this, if I'm not, I had, you know, 30 years of just really looking at life and myself in kind of like a self-deprecating way, and like now I'm almost retraining myself to look at all these beauty points in me, but I do think it's important to practice, like you said, and just really focus on them and know that they're in me to kind of retrain myself.
And piggying back on that is, you know, what have you learned about how we open these gifts? You know, can you give us examples about how we can see, you know, and use these invisible gifts, how we can retrain our mind to reopen the gifts, I guess?
You know, and you mentioned affirmations earlier. I think they're so powerful. I also like to use a lot of symbols and what I call anchoring activities. Symbols, for example, I keep... in my purse and actually in my nightstand, a little Ziploc bag of mustard seeds. And sometimes when I feel, oh, I just want to really reach in, I want to acknowledge faith or call upon faith, strengthen my faith, I just reach in and I get a little mustard seed, and I know they're so tiny, and of course we all know the parable of the mustard seed, and and really from every seed, what wondrous, you know, things grow from a little acorn from every seed. And, I, you know, I hold that and I look at it and I say, I know that I have at least this much. I have way more than this much faith. And just acknowledging that, but holding something, having it be a little bit more concrete, just grows that in me. And then I bite into it. I guess that's both a symbol and an activity. That's one of my examples.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You know, I mentioned affirmations. I like to use a lot of stories that other people's stories as well as my own, which I call touchstone stories, that whenever I'm reminded of something, a time in the past when I called upon one of the gifts, it's just very present again. You know, like when we watch a movie or hear a story about someone who has, you know, done a very compassionate thing, it seems to me that that's kind of like a tuning fork kind of thing. It just resonates, the energy of that, what we're watching or hearing, resonates with that quality in us, and we feel it. So I think choosing to read these kinds of inspirational stories and watch films like that, even music, the energy that's in certain kinds of music, I know one of you mentioned joy as your favorite gift, and a joyful song can just, well, certainly stir the joy in me.
Definitely, yeah.
And gratitudes. Was it Melissa or Danielle? I was trying to
remember. That was me, Melissa.
Oh, Melissa, yeah. You said gratitude just is the key to joy, isn't it?
It is. It is. And I love what you said about music, too, because I'm a big music lover. And there are certain songs where I could be in the worst mood ever, and that song comes on the radio, and I can't not sing. Like, it doesn't matter, like, how angry I am or upset. It's like, oh, man, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay is on.
Yeah.
Okay, Otis.
So then everyone else around her is upset, but she's happy.
I'm just kidding.
And I know your voice sounds great when you sing.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Sitting on the See, you can't help but sing.
I like that song.
Greatest song. I love that. I love what you shared too about it's like people do, they exercise their muscles and they take care of themselves in certain ways, but there is, like, this is another way, writing a book like this, it just can show people it's also important to take care of yourself spiritually.
And Charlene, you know, kind of backing up a bit, like, I know that you dedicated the books to your daughters, and as they were going, as you said, through their teenage years, what message did you wish that they most took away from the book?
Oh, you know, as we said earlier, as I said, that I think it's so important that we all know that we're valuable, mm-hmm. and I think we all sometimes forget. So know that they're valuable, and that surely I knew just the way walking. I didn't know what their journey would be like, and but I know that all of us on our journey face a lot of challenges, and we have a lot of opportunities. And to know that whatever's happening, to know that we can reach in. This is what I wanted them to know, and then I later wanted. Well, I thought it was powerful to give to them, so I wanted more children, you know, and especially children, but and adults to have this message that, you know, let's just remember that no matter what's going on, we can tap into strength, and we do have beauty, and you know, we to reach in for courage and compassion, and just all the gifts serve us so well day in and day out. Oh, and before I forget, if I could give another symbol, a fantastic, for the previous question, do you know what a geode is?
Yes.
A kind of rock, you know, mm-hmm. that...
That has, like, you smash it open and
yeah, it's like hard and, you know, kind of ugly, just plain and rough on the outside. But when they're cracked open, they look like, you know, jewels, like diamond, like quartz crystals inside. I like to have that, even a little one, as a symbol for how the beauty in us, because we sometimes feel like kind of like the outside of that, just kind of dull and ordinary, not very valuable, and yet look what's inside.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a beautiful image.
Yeah, I think the key to that is absolutely it's inside, not outside. It's like that's where you need to look. That's where you can get your strength. That's where your courage is. And really just knowing that that's inside. That's beautiful. And I think right now we're going to take another brief break. And then before we go, I'd like to invite you, our listeners, to join in our conversation. If you'd like to call in or email us any questions for us, our email address is info@heartcenteredlistening.com. And this is Danielle, Elizabeth, and Melissa. And we'll be back with you shortly to continue our discussion with Charlene Costanzo. We'll see you soon.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
At Heart-Centered Listening, we are committed to providing high-quality coaching, empowering you to reach a healthier and more fulfilling mother-daughter relationship. We have a consistent flow of coaching clients who sincerely want to heal and move toward a healthy, loving, and fulfilling mother and daughter relationship. We welcome you to share in the joys, sorrows, and experiences of one family's growth and learning. We support others in growing into love and support of oneself so that you can show up in the loving way that you would like in your relationships with others. Get answers to the questions you've always wanted to ask. We promise to show up each day in our authenticity and always be honest in our responses. You can call Heart-Centered Listening at 310-301-1850 Monday through Friday between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Pacific Time, or visit our website at heartcenteredlistening.com. Mother-daughter relationship coaching with Elizabeth Lutz. Isn't it time to open the door to your new relationship? HeartCenteredListening.com. Support. Healing. Transformation.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Communicating from the Heart. We'd love to hear from you with any questions or comments you might have. Please send us an email to info@heartcenteredlistening.com. That's info@heartcenteredlistening.com. Now back to Communicating from the Heart, the empowered mother-daughter relationship.
Welcome back to Communicating from the Heart, the empowered mother-daughter relationship. Once again, I'm your co-host, Melissa, and I'm joined by my sister, Danielle, and my mother, Elizabeth, and also author Charlene Costanzo is joining us this week. She is the author of the 12 Gifts Collection, and before the break, we were speaking about her experience in writing the book and her intentions in, you know, what she wanted her daughter and really every child to know about. And that's why she wrote the books.
So. About their gifts.
Thanks for being with us again, Charlene. We love having you.
Thank you.
And Charlene, you've written more than just this 12 gifts at birth, of birth, but you've also written the 12 gifts for healing. And I'd love to ask you a couple of questions about that, if that's okay.
Oh, I'd love to talk about that one.
Okay. What do you hope with that one that people will gain from reading that book?
You know, the big message, just all the books are about, of course, these inner resources and powers, the wealth that's in us. But in this one, it's really about using those qualities when we face any kind of health or really a challenge in any area of life in which we are seeking more balance and healing. I wrote it when I was facing cancer. And I was told, I was diagnosed with advanced non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and told there was no cure. And I had just finished traveling around the United States in a motorhome with my husband for a year and visiting schools and hospitals and shelters and prisons and everywhere telling people, no matter what we face, we have these gifts. And then when I was diagnosed and I was so frightened and felt that my life would never be the same, and I didn't even know how much life I would have ahead of me. I really just said, Charlene, can you walk your talk? And so I really went deeper into each of the gifts and said, how do I did believe, I came to believe, you know, that beauty, that each of these gifts could really play a large part in the healing process for me. And I do believe that we all have the healing mechanism in us, and part of that that stirs that for us is being nourished with these gifts.
Well, how does that look like? What does that look like in practice? Like, what advice would you give other people to cultivate that healing within themselves?
Well, for example, it's keeping them present every day. So joy. Now, I happen to know someone who was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and most people think that's, death is probably, almost imminent when they hear that. But that was like 15 years ago, and she really works on joy every day. And through gratitude and through doing things like, she loves to keep lights in her house, like twinkling lights on almost like Christmas decorations just all year long. And she makes sure she rides on a swing and she blows bubbles. And so a lot of it is really doing what makes you strong, what builds the power of all the gifts in you.
You missed it, but all three of us, when you're talking about swinging and blowing bubbles, we all have this big smile on our face. But it's definitely just that shift in like, how I was before you started saying that to how I was after, there's just a lot more joy.
Yeah. And listening to you talk too, Charlene, it seems like there's a different focus that you have on what you mean by healing, that it's not necessarily the focus isn't on like a cure.
Well, yes. I know for myself, I certainly hoped for a cure. And fortunately, I was able to achieve a cure. But even if I didn't have that, that was where the faith came in and hope in the deep layer of hope that is not only hope, wishing for a certain thing, but trusting at a very deep level that no matter what happens, it is all okay. So I had that, but I do believe that healing is always possible, that coming into balance and releasing, releasing so much stuck fear and angers and hurts, and just coming to a place of loving is, you know, an imbalance is healing, forgiving oneself and others. Before I wrote the book, I guess I had this belief even before then, but my mom faced, had a stroke, and I prayed for both healing and cure for her, and she was able to achieve both. And then at another time, though, my mom, I saw at the end of her life when she faced cancer, I definitely saw that she had such a healing about her whole life. So many things just fell into place, and she was at such peace, but she didn't have the cure. So there is that distinction, but I hear what you're, I think that's what, you know, you're asking about, but the healing is always possible, and probably really it's the more valuable thing. We hope for the cure, but the healing is for sure can happen.
Yeah, it's like the healing is healing for the sake of healing, not necessarily healing with a focus on the cure.
Yes.
And is that healing, would you say, is within each one of us, just like these gifts are within each one of us?
Yeah, healing is like an ability, I think. I mean, just like our bodies heal when we get a little, you know, our skin, we cut our skin, the body knows how to mend itself. I don't remember the exact quote, Hippocrates, I think. Well, I better not try to quote when I won't say it right. It's like I can't tell jokes either. I always mess up the punchline.
But, don't worry, I already called Penny Webster.
The healing is within us.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about getting the right quotes on here. We've all had our little things about that so far.
And we've had to correct during the next show.
Oh, right, and that's just where we have to love ourselves and have compassion and just accept who we are.
I'm going to start carrying around your book. Just like, what do I need right now?
Oh, well, you could carry that a little geode. You know, I also carry a little bag of polished stones in my purse. And if I kind of get engaged in a conversation about something at this level in life and we end up talking about strength or courage or faith, you know, with a person on a stranger sitting next to me on a plane or something, I pull out my little bag of stones and just and offer a stone as a reminder, you know, and invite someone to just carry it with them for that reminder every day that no matter what happens, we do have the strength and the beauty. The polished stone, of course, similar to the geodes, they've been tumbled and tumbled, it takes out the polishing, and I just think a lot of our beauty often comes out by all the tumbling that we get in life.
Mm. Yeah. I really love too that it is a simple reminder yet so powerful.
You know, we're on the healing book now. I was thinking back to the birth book, and I know time goes so fast on these shows. I was wanting to read a little bit. We probably don't have time, but
no, I would love to have you read because I do have one more. I wanted to ask you too about the first book that you wrote too. And, you know, it's used in many ways that maybe you didn't really expect at the time with teachers and therapists. And now it's, you're moving into the hospitals. Do you want to share a little bit about that and maybe read?
I would love to. Thank you for that invitation. I started a foundation when the book started selling really well. And so I like to support programs that, I guess, put this into action, help in places for people, especially children, to recognize their gifts in a way that really they help to grasp that. And a new thing that I'm doing through the foundation is called Welcome to the World, and it's a little brochure that has the heart of the message of the book and a letter to parents congratulations on the birth of your child, and it names the gifts and with a wish or blessing of each thing, and a mini poster of ways to nurture the gifts in your child, such as smile often, share lots of hugs, say I love you no matter what, Play, be silly, snuggle, cuddle, giggle together and laugh out loud, speak the truth, admit mistakes. I won't read all these things, but the poster is really beautiful with little teddy bears and, you know, little icon art with just remember to ask for grace, count your blessings, give thanks. You know, a way to live each day so that children know that they really have the gifts, and we nurture them in our children and in ourselves.
So sweet.
But so that's available. The foundation just gives that freely to hospitals that would like to give it as a take-home, in the take-home package for new parents.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's so beautiful.
I think that's so sweet. And would you like to share a little, what's your favorite part of the book?
You know, I love the introduction, if I may read that.
Yes, please. That sounds awesome.
Once upon a time, a long time ago, when princes and princesses lived in faraway kingdoms, royal children were given 12 special gifts when they were born. You may have heard the stories. 12 wise women of the kingdom, or fairy godmothers as they were often called, traveled swiftly to the castle whenever a new prince or princess came into the world. Each fairy godmother pronounced a noble gift upon the royal baby. As time went on, the wise women came to understand that the 12 royal gifts of birth belong to every child born anywhere at any time. They yearned to proclaim the gifts to all children, but the customs of the land did not allow that. One day, when the wise women gathered together, they made this prophecy. Someday, all the children of the world will learn the truth about their noble inheritance. When that happens, a miracle will unfold on the kingdom of earth. Someday is near. Here is the secret they want you to know.
That's so sweet. I love
and
that.
As you know, because you have the book, and then it's just at the wondrous, I won't read the whole book, but at the wondrous moment you were born, as you took your first breath, a great celebration was held in the heavens, and 12 magnificent gifts were granted to you. And then the gifts are named with a blessing or a wish for each one.
Yeah,
I know when I read it in schools, I especially love to visit third graders, and their eyes just get so big when they hear, here is the secret that, you know, they just are so receptive. And so after it, some will say, well, I knew that, or, and sometimes really, and just their responses, it's very powerful.
Yeah, I'm so glad you shared a little bit, because I was going to ask about the reaction that you do get from children from it, from when they do hear it. And also you shared so beautifully about why you wrote it for your daughters. I was curious how, if they had anything to share with you from it.
You know, they both, you know, it's interesting because I see the three of you being, I mean, I don't know a lot about you, but I get the sense when I read a little bit about you too, and as I hear you talking, that there's such a similar appreciation for these qualities and for how you're open to growing and wanting to have do self-care. And I don't know if I hadn't done this, how my life would be different with them, but I see how they will want to encourage people in this way also. One daughter is a counselor and one is an ER doctor, and you know, they very much like to remind people that they have these qualities and healing is within, and, you know, they just have their own way of conveying this message. So I'm always learning from them. Of course, I'm still really learning to be a mom. And a grandmother
Me
now.
Me too.
Four-year-old twins. Now I'm really learning.
Yes.
Yeah, you have some grandchildren too, right?
Yeah, four-year-old twins. And it's amazing how much I see now that I did not see it all when I was a mom.
That's so great. It's just beautiful the way that you brought this to fruition and the way you just brought it forward. And even, you know, as you said, your daughters, you know, you dedicated the book to your daughters, but even reading it, I'd like to say that I did get some value out of it. Yeah. Reading it, I was really able to internalize those words, you know, and I so appreciate that because it was very simple, but very, again, powerful.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. But we're going to take another break. We'll be right back, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with Charlene and then move into our favorite segment, One Question, Three Responses. This, again, is Communicating from the Heart, the Empowered Mother-Daughter Relationship. And remember, if you'd like us to respond to any of your questions, just email us at info@heartcenteredlistening.com, and we look forward to seeing what you have to say.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
At Heart-Centered Listening, we are committed to providing high-quality coaching, empowering you to reach a healthier and more fulfilling mother-daughter relationship. We have a consistent flow of coaching clients who sincerely want to heal and move toward a healthy, loving, and fulfilling mother and daughter relationship. We welcome you to share in the joys, sorrows, and experiences of one family's growth and learning. We support others in growing into love and support of oneself so that you can show up in the loving way that you would like in your relationships with others. Get answers to the questions you've always wanted to ask. We promise to show up each day in our authenticity and always be honest in our responses. You can call Heart-Centered Listening at 310-301-1850 Monday through Friday between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Pacific Time, or visit our website at heartcenteredlistening.com. Mother-daughter relationship coaching with Elizabeth Lutz. Isn't it time to open the door to your new relationship? Heartcenteredlistening.com. Support. Healing. Transformation.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Communicating from the Heart. We'd love to hear from you with any questions or comments you might have. Please send us an email to info@heartcenteredlistening.com. That's info@heartcenteredlistening.com. Now back to Communicating from the Heart, the empowered mother-daughter relationship.
Welcome back. I'm Elizabeth, along with Danielle and Melissa, and this is Communicating from the Heart, the empowered mother-daughter relationship. And we were just wrapping up our conversation with our author, Charlene Costanzo, who wrote the 12 Gifts Collection. But before we say goodbye, I want to thank you so much, Charlene, for joining us. It was such a delightful conversation. And we also want to find out from you if you have something more that you would like to share with us and the listeners.
I love to hear from listeners as you do, or from readers and listeners too. If someone wants up there wants to write to me, I'd love to hear that. I wanted to mention one thing that really strikes me is that quite a bit I'll hear from someone who will say, I read the book, especially the 12 Gifts of Birth, and I get it. But how do I get it? And I just love that expression. It's like, okay, I get it intellectually. You know, I understand this and I believe this. But how do I really get it? How do I live this? How do I walk? How do I get this, like, in my bones, in the cell of every cell of my body? And I guess, you know, I just wanted to share that that is what I'm still doing with every book that I write. And, you know, I know that I have it more deeply since having faced cancer, and one of my books, The 12 Gifts in Marriage, writing that kind of as a result of challenges in marriage. And we all have challenges in different areas of life, and that's what can bring us actually more deeply into opening to strength and beauty, courage, all of the gifts. But I guess I really like to be thinking along those lines of, you know, how do we really get it so that this is, we live it. We live this way.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's, I would love that. I would wish that for everybody that I love, that they could live that way every day. And I try to myself as well. But.
Well, and I can just imagine that I'm carrying these around in a little satchel and just being like, okay, what could I use right now? You know, it's just...
It's like a superpower. It's like,
yeah.
Strength, power, activate.
Yes. But it is. It's kind of like focusing and being like, okay, I have it. I'm going to use it. I'm kind of bummed out that you guys already read the book, because I would have gotten it for you for Christmas. Yeah. But you already read it, so I guess I have to think of something else. But any of you listening out there, maybe it's a good gift.
It's a great gift. Yes.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Charlene. We've had such a great time speaking with you and speaking about your books and reading your books. Thank you so much for sharing them with us and the world.
You're so welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
All right.
Bye-bye, Charlene.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, now we're going to move into our segment called One Question, Three Responses. All right, and here goes. Here's this week's question. It's from Jane, who's 42, from Arizona. And her question is, last month for my daughter's birthday, my husband and I gave her an expensive gift. I know that my daughter enjoyed the gift, but she didn't seem to appreciate it. It was like she expected it because she had asked for it. It seems like the more we give her, the less she appreciates it. I'm concerned with the holidays coming. I heard your show on gratitude, and I really enjoyed it. So I thought I would reach out to you and ask you, how can I teach my daughter to be grateful?
Wow, this is a very powerful question. The first thing that comes forward for me is really teach by example. I think that's a huge one, is just showing how to be grateful. Because I think oftentimes people find it challenging, especially children, how to express that gratitude and knowing, you know, even the benefits of expressing it and how it is. But I would definitely just say lead by example. If you're grateful that your daughter took out the trash, you know, really express that gratitude. Express it in your relationship with your husband. Express it in your relationship with yourself. But just in general, showing that by exampleship.
Yeah, showing it by exampleship. And also, I feel like it sounds like your daughter already has a clear idea of how wonderful it is to receive, or just, you know, how much fun it can be to receive. And I would encourage you, maybe there could be an opportunity there to really share with her the joy of giving. You know, maybe take her to a soup kitchen or take her to a homeless shelter or something where she can experience with her own eyes the joy that people can experience in receiving, and also the joy of giving. Because, I mean, in my experience, I knew that that was the day that there was a shift created in me, was when I could really appreciate even more so giving a gift than receiving it. And I think ever since then as well, when I receive gifts, I'm also more open and joyous and receptive of them.
Yes, and speaking of that, I just have a question for you too, for you too, Danielle, Melissa, because it's like, it feels to me like if you don't appreciate the gift that you're receiving, did you ever really receive it?
Yeah, that's an interesting question.
And by your daughter not being able to show her appreciation in a way, eliminates her from really having that feeling of receiving something that's a gift from another person. And so one way that I would probably work with that is maybe talk to her about it, you know, and just say, you know, if you gave me a gift and I didn't really receive it, are you actually even giving me a gift, or is that the way you want this gift to be received? Not that it's about the receiving of the gift, but I'm saying in herself, if she doesn't have the appreciation, it's she's not open to the receiving.
I really like too that you brought up sharing your feeling with her. You know what I mean? I think that's really important too, because it is kind of like, you know, bringing it forward, being like, you know, I don't really want to give you these if you don't receive them, if you're not appreciative of them, because I want to share it with you. But at the same time, I do want you to fully receive the gift. You know, not putting a contingency on the gift giving, but more of a being honest. Like, I really wanted to give you this gift and I don't feel like you appreciated it, you know, and that kind of hurt my feelings in a way.
Yeah, because, you know, it's kind of a real tricky question, because how do you teach your kids the joy of receiving and the joy of giving? But I'm not certain they can move to the joy of giving if they have never had the joy of receiving. I guess that's kind of the point that I'm trying to make. But I don't know. What do you think, Melissa, about that?
Well, I mean, how would one teach someone to receive?
I think, again, what Danielle and you both said, by example, you know, show your children how excited you are to receive anything.
Yeah.
I remember, you know, you were always like that. You know, I'd get you, the gifts would come and there'd be socks or things like that. And it'd be just like, oh, thank you for the socks. You know? I can almost give you anything.
I needed socks.
I, re- remember shampoo around college, and I was like, thank God I was running out.
All right. Well, our show is getting pretty close to the end here. I wanted to share with you, our audience, next week. We'll be speaking with another mother-daughter team, Sharon Strand Ellison and Ami Atkinson Combs. Sharon is the author of Taking the War Out of Our Words, the Art of Powerful Non-Defensive Communication, which is just in time for the holiday family gathering.
Yes.
Yeah. So they'll be joining us next week.
Yes, and this is your ever and appreciative co-host, Elizabeth Danielle Melissa. And we look forward to talking to you again next week at 5 o'clock. Have a safe and great week. And remember, you can have the relationship you've always wanted. Goodbye.
Thank you for joining us this week on Communicating from the Heart. Please tune in for another edition with mother-daughter hosts Elizabeth Lutz, Danielle Schoniker, and Melissa Schoniker next Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We can't wait to share more with you next week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.